the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace. Stars pour their healing light
Before he went there in person, Paul asked the people in the church at Ephesus, the Ephesian church, to pray for him. And nearly every message I've remembered to ask you to pray this same prayer for me. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, and that the candle would light. A message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel for which I'm an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. I want to add one other very quick verse to the one that Dave shared with us. And this comes from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Yes. In that love chapter in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, I don't care if you have enough faith to point to this mountain and say, you move over here, and you could pull that off. If you don't have love in your heart, it's not enough. And that he goes through the whole litany. I'm not going to go into all of that. When I first got here, it didn't take me long to realize that you, and I'm talking collectively, and then as this last very eventful 3 years has proven, individually also this applies, but you as a whole needed healing. You were in need of healing. And the way God has wired me, from my aspect and my angle, I think it was a good fit, because I think that God was able to bring through me some of the things that you needed to help to start your healing. Not that I caused it, but I was the conduit, hopefully. Like this prayer from Ephesians. Well, I'll let you in on something. Some of you know this, many of you may not. I was in bad shape, and I was in need of healing as much, maybe more, than you. And you provided, and you provided, and you provided, and you keep providing. It boils down to that overused word, but in this context, love. If we do this for each other, then we're doing it. If we did nothing else, and we do lots of things together, lots of things, that would be enough to keep that spilling out over into the community and ricocheting around in here. That would be enough. So, that's the one word. And let's be honest. I know, as idealistic as I am, I'm also a realist on this side. I know that some of the times I got under some of your, for some of you, I got under your skin and I drove you nuts. I know it. So let's be honest. Sometimes some of you got under my skin and drove me nuts. And it couldn't be any other way. Because we care, because we care deeply, because we love, we are passionate about the things we do. So the trouble isn't having the passion, the trouble isn't, the challenge isn't having the chutzpah. The challenge is getting us to line up and go in one direction with all this chutzpah. So the strength is a sign of a challenge, where the challenge is a sign of a huge strength. Congregations either have it or don't. You've got it. Artesian. You got it. I don't know if you realize how powerful your love is. I've tried to find a way to say it today. I hope you can hear it. I hope you can hear it. You're amazing. You're amazing. If only one Sunday, if only once, you walked out of this sanctuary on a Sunday after worship and you said to yourself or to whoever you're with, I didn't know that. I didn't know that about the Bible, or I didn't know that about Jesus or God, or I didn't know that about the church, or I didn't know that, then I did my job. If it only happened once, I did my job. Now, here's the realistic side. If you ever walked out of here, even only once, maybe more than once, and you said, I don't agree with what Pastor Scott said at all, or I'm not sure about that, and you went home and you thought about it, and it just kind of stayed with you, then I did my job. Now, if you went home, and I know some of you did this because you got back to me, and you opened up this here book of your own, and you started to do some, and you started to talk with some others and say, how? And you did some homework and legwork. Congratulations, you did your job. And when we put this ricocheting love all together, we have done our job together. And it's not been shabby. No wonder the word love shows up 310 times in the Bible. And it's even 500 and some in the New Revised Standard Version. Because that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. I've given messages and I've really tried to live up to what Paul prays for, and I've asked you to pray for me. These are messages that are given to me. When I get myself out of the way, they're given to me. And I try to find a way to convey them to you. And so the next song that we're going to do, I think you'll understand why the first time I ever heard this song, lyrics don't usually stick with me. As you know, I'm a rhythm guy. So when lyrics stick, the first time I hear a song, you know they really got through. The lyrics to this song got through because when I get myself out of the way, I've tried to speak the truth. And I've tried to speak it in love. And I hope that at the end of this song, you're going to understand better why this song has always meant so much to me.
Jesus, take my hand on this boat I'm in. On the crashing waves, step out of my comfort zone to the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. He's holding out his hand. The waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me. Reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The waves that keep on telling. are you.